Welcome back, and thank you for joining our 26th episode of Await. Today we're going to talk about Mashiach. Certainly important. Is it urgent? There are lots of things in life that are important, but not urgent. And lots of things that are urgent, but not really that important. I don't know about you, but oftentimes, I end up getting bogged down by the things that are urgent, but not important. Far too often, important things don't get looked after because, well, there are urgent matters that present themselves. Today, I'd like to suggest to you, in fact, I'm going to argue conclusively that the coming of Mashiach is not only something that's important for us to believe in. Not only is it critical that we consider this to be an important part of our Yiddishkeit, our Torah-ordained relationship with God, but it's an urgent matter. Now, over the past episodes, we've richly illustrated and proven, really beyond the shadow of any reasonable doubt, that Torah Judaism ordains belief in Mashiach as a fundamental principle of our Jewish faith system. Often, we've quoted the words of the Rambam, Achak alei b'chol yom sheyovei, I await each day for his coming. Some say, Achak alei b'chol yom, I'm supposed to await the coming of Mashiach in each day. Sheyovei, he should come. That is to say, it's certainly important. It's important to the point that I feel the loss or missing nature of Mashiach's arrival. But it isn't urgent. I mean, I yearn for it. How often have I heard people who have lost loved ones say, a day doesn't go by that I don't miss or yearn to be reunited with my loved ones again. Now, to be sure, the only way you can be reunited with loved ones who aren't terrestrially in this world is the coming of Mashiach and the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise to resuscitate those who once lived. So people will say to you, I await the coming of Mashiach. I anticipate it. I'm excited about it. I can't wait for Mashiach to come. I even yearn for Mashiach's coming every day. Whenever he'll come. I can't say it's urgent. They'll argue it's important. And I'm sure he's going to come someday. But I don't feel the urgency. I mean, I've lived the last 10, 20, 30, 50, 60, 70 years without Mashiach. The Jewish people have lived for more than 1,950 years, unfortunately, without Mashiach's coming. You know, I mean, he'll come when he comes. In fact, some people who follow this line of thinking or school of thought will suggest that when Mashiach comes is God's business, not ours. We're supposed to await Mashiach. We're supposed to feel something's missing in our life. And as long as I feel that my life is incomplete because I don't have the privilege of Shlemus HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, I am not able to fully experience the beauty and pageantry of Jewish life and my possibilities in relating and connecting to the Creator. So obviously I'm going to feel I'm missing something. How couldn't I? Urgency? That's another matter. Let's be honest. How often have you heard pious, observant, dare I say, very orthodox people say something like, I'm sure Mashiach will be here in 50 years, or my children will see Mashiach. I mean, I believe in Mashiach, of course. I await Mashiach's coming every day. I feel this aching emptiness without Mashiach, but you know, I don't expect him to come anytime soon. So I've got to make my plans, and I have every expectation to live out my life. Mashiach will come. I'm absolutely certain of it. And when that happens, it's going to be a wonderful thing. And it's in God's hands. Well, the Rebbe himself addressed this very issue. And the Rebbe said this: whilst it is possible to read the statement or the phrase Achaka lebechol yom and then place punctuation, comma, sheyavai, I await every day that he come eventually, it is impossible to read your daily prayers that way. The daily prayers are ordained by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They predate all formal documentation of oral Torah. It predates the Mishnah, Mechilta, Safra Sefri, Zohar, by centuries. When the Jewish people first returned to the land of Israel in what we Jewish people call the Second Coming, we're talking nearly 25 centuries ago, our sages formulated the prayers as we have them today. And guess what? There was a 19th prayer that was added, and that wasn't the prayer asking God to send us Mashiach. The prayer asking God to send us Mashiach, I should say, the prayers speaking about the restoration of Zion and Jerusalem and the coming of Mashiach were part of the Amidah, or known in the vernacular, the Shmon Esrei, the 18 blessings, which comprise the core, the essence, the heart of prayer from the very beginning. Take a look and see how our prayers read. The Nusach HaTfilah is, Es Tzemach David Avdecha Mehira Satzmiach. Now, Tzemach David Avdecha is a scion of David, a shoot, a sprout of David. And we say, Mehira Satzmiach. He should flourish or sprout forth speedily. The word Mehira doesn't mean Mashiach should come, I mean eventually, in 1,000 years. But I mean, I believe in Mashiach, and I want him to come Mehera, speedily, whenever that'll be. That actually makes no sense. If you're making a statement that you await the coming of Mashiach, and you're asking God for Mashiach to come, and you're using a word like Mehera, it's simply untenable to entertain the possibility that the request is, I await, and God will decide when it's a good time for Mashiach to come. You know, people will say, my children, my grandchildren, they'll see Mashiach. I'm certain of that. That's not what we ask in our daily prayers when we say the words, V'sechazena einenu. Einenu means may our eyes behold. Not the eyes of our progeny or future generations. We ask God that our eyes, we have the privilege of seeing the restoration of Zion, the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash. And even if it's possible to disconstrue the words of Achak Aloi B'chol Yom Sheyavai, placing a comma in, I await in each day that he eventually come. The Rebbe argued it's patently impossible to read the rest of the bracha, Es Tzemach David Avdecha, may the sion of David your servant speedily flourish. Because, there we go on to say, Ki li yishuascha, ki vinu, Kol Hayyim. For your salvation we await all day. You can't be awaiting something all day and then suggest that you're okay if it happens in 1,000 years from now, or 100 years from now, or 10 years from now, or 10 months from now, or even 10 days from now. If I'm awaiting all day, it's very different than saying awaiting in each day. former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon tragically lost a child, and he has gone on record saying, the pain never diminished. It's just that the time between feeling that pain became larger and larger over time. When a person is missing something critical, something important, something that touches them in a very personal way in their life, they might miss it on a daily basis. I hear that from people who've lost loved ones all the time. People always say something like, they miss fill in the blank every day of their lives. I'll never hear them saying, I miss all day, every day. I mean, that could drive you crazy. Because it's important, but not urgent. The coming of Mashiach is supposed to not only be very important, it's supposed to be very urgent. Maybe this is part of the problem. Part of the problem is that we, the Jewish people, are awaiting, yearning for the coming of Mashiach. But we're okay if it happens in a different generation. That's not okay. That's not called believing in Mashiach. If we are to properly await Mashiach, we need to await him every day, all day. You know, the Rebbe went on to say, would anybody suggest that the prayer recited earlier, Refa'enu Hashem, asking God for healing, when you have a friend or relative who's struggling with a terrible illness, would anybody suggest that, well, you know, God, I have this friend, he's struggling with terrible illness, and I'm asking you, Ha'ale Arucha Urufua Shlema, I'm asking that you grant complete cure and healing. Doesn't say Mehera anywhere. So I probably mean maybe in a decade or two. I mean, this relative I love and care about very much, and unfortunately is struggling with illness. I really beseech you, God, please make them better eventually. Whenever you want, God. I'd never tell you what to do. Who am I to tell God what to do? God decided to make somebody sick. I'm going to tell him to make him well? I'm just saying, God, I really wish this person was well. Whenever you think that's appropriate. Nobody in his right mind would suggest that. The Rebbe sharply said, that's because when we're praying for a relative who's sick, it touches us in a very personal way. We actually feel the pain. He countered, when you're talking about your personal pain, you seem to understand the immediacy of the need, the urgency of the request. But when you're talking about something that represents healing for the entire nation of Am Yisrael, in fact, healing for the entire world, there's no urgency. You're okay with that being delayed another decade or maybe century? Chas v'shalom. On one occasion, the Rebbe had this discussion with Reb Pinchas Menachem Alter, who at the time was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Ger Yeshiva system. He later on went on to become the Ger Rebbe himself. And the Rebbe said to him, people have been suggesting that my urgency about Mashiach is misplaced. We should leave it in God's hands. The Rebbe went on to share with Reb Pinchas Menachem a number of these arguments. Reb Pinchas Menachem said, you know, it's interesting, in our prayer that we recite during the time of the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, known as the Kedusha, on Shabbat morning, we say, Ki Mechakim Anachnu Loch, because we await you. Mosai Timlech Betzion, when will you reign in Zion? And the Rebbe said, the truth is that Mosai Timlech, when will you reign in Zion, could also perhaps mean, I mean, I hope soon, but when? It doesn't convey enough urgency. However, when we talk about the concept of Lishuascha, for your salvation, we await kol hayoyim, all day. That's pretty clear. You can't really argue the point. The Rebbe used a very interesting expression. In the Shailos HaTshuvos Chavos Yoyer, which is an extraordinary compendium of brilliant halachic dissertations, more than 240, written by one of the greatest rabbinic figures of 17th century German Jewry. In Tshuva 219, he says, Ukemaimer Hamurgel, there's an expression, Stam Makshin, people who just ask questions. Am Haaretz, you're dealing with an ignoramus. In other words, a person who zeroes in on a particular phrase and wants to suggest that it be disconstrued from the way it's always been understood, ignoring the context of the larger rubric of the liturgy of prayer and the way we understand the halacha to be, this is a sign of ignorance, a simplistic misunderstanding of the basic message of Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe invoked this terminology and he said, Stam makshin am ha'aretzu. It's abundantly obvious if one only studies the words that our prophets ordained, that Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the men of the Great Assembly, who came together to formulate what we know today as Yiddishkeit. If you look at their words carefully and honestly, you will come away with a clear understanding that the coming of Mashiach is not only important, it's urgent. And that's why we plead with Hashem. We want Mashiach now. May it be b'mehera u'b'yameinu, speedily and in our days. Amen. Thanks so much for joining. Have a beautiful evening.